There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about how not only does opportunity knock for the Pirates to take center stage in this town right now with the troubles of the Steelers and the Penguins, but also how much we need them right now and how disappointing, how crushing really this offseason has been for fans. They've basically done nothing, not a thing, unless Spencer Horwitz at 27 suddenly becomes an impact hitter at first base. They've basically done nothing. It's funny, Limits, I was in the hallway talking to somebody about this topic, and then I come back and check my texts, and a guy named Colby, who used to work here, texted me about the same topic, and it's theoretical, obviously, but what would they get if they traded Paul Skeens right now?
We actually had a caller on the line who dropped off but had the same idea. What would they get for him? Probably a team's top three or four prospects.
So the Dodgers have the eighth-ranked farm system in all of baseball right now, which is unbelievable to me. Where do they draft every year? They're just, in addition to spending billions of dollars.
And they just signed the top international free agent, Joe.
Yeah.
Just cop it up for the Dodgers.
So I would say for Skeens to the Dodgers, we take your top five prospects. Give us $80 million, your top five prospects, and one of your best players. Not that I'm not saying I would do it. I'm saying theoretically, what would a Skeens trade net you? What would be realistic? Do you think that is? From the eighth-ranked farm system in all of Major League Baseball, you get their top five prospects, $80 million, and a really good player from their team. How do you like that?
$80 million?
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work, but...
Would they let it work? Where is the Pirates? The Pirates farm system?
They're letting the Dodgers spend $375 million, and when it goes up with their luxury tax, they're going to be paying like $75 million in tax money. And they deferred Shohei Ohtani's.
You think that bothers the Dodgers? That's
no,
like, that's
the Dodgers
like me
don't
taking
care.
A penny out of my pocket right now
don't
and
care.
Throwing it on the table.
The point of the matter is that the economic system of baseball is broken.
Oh,
and I know you don't like
about
it,
that crap.
But it's broken. I'm not going to get off of it.
The Brewers won the division, so win your division.
Good for them. And who's going to continue to win World Series?
Win a division. Forget the World Series for now. Win the division. Forget the Dodgers. Forget everybody else. Win a division. Be good. There's no excuse not to be good. We can talk about the World Series later. Where is the Pirates farm system? I'm looking at the top farm systems. They've drafted in the top 10 for 90 straight years.
And they have not done a good enough job of drafting bats.
White Sox, Cubs, Guardians are 6, A's 7, Dodgers ahead of the Pirates at 8. Oh my God, the Brewers at 9, Colorado at 10. I'm going slowly here. I'm scrolling through Texas 11. Where are the Pirates' limits? I can't find them.
They're outside the top 10. I know that.
They're 15th. 15th. They're 15th. They have three tier one prospects. Three of them. Three tier one prospects. What has Ben Cherington been doing? Bubba Chandler's one, Connor Griffin two, Thomas Harrington three. And they're the only tier ones. Then you have Termar Johnson, Ashcraft, and I need to be careful about saying that name every time I say it. Nick York is their seventh best prospect.
What about Xander Muth?
Xander Muth.
Like Friar Muth.
Yeah. You think they'll chant that when he comes out to pitch?
Muth. Here he comes. Like play Renegade for Bednar. He'll be chanting Muth. He'll be thinking it's a Steeler game.
I can't wait till their rotation is Chandler, Skeens, Ashcraft, and Muth. That's going to be great.
And Bailey Falter.
Yes, and Bailey Falter.
And they score one run and lose 1-0 every game.
It says here, this is a Bleacher Report.
2-1.
2-1? What?
I corrected myself. I said that they would score one run per game and lose 1-0. That would not make sense.
Oh. Even after graduating Paul Skeens and Jared Jones to the majors, the Pirates still have a wealth of pitching talent, it says here, rising in the minor league ranks. It's not out of the question. Bubba Chandler, Thomas Harrington, and Braxton Ashcraft could all start games. It has been years since this system produced an impact position player, but they know how to develop arms. Well, good for them. Then why don't they trade a couple and bring in some bats? To me, that's the only thing left. But the point here is, what could they get theoretically in a Skeens deal? Who's got the best system in all of baseball? According to this, the Seattle Mariners. They have six tier one prospects. I would call them. Say, we want five of those six, our pick, and we'll take, you know, whoever your best player is.
Cole Young, their shortstop, one of their top prospects, is from North Allegheny, by the way.
We'll take him, too. And he'll be the next Neil Walker. We'll take all six of their top six prospects, including Cole Young. How's that, Limits?
No.
The Tampa Bay Rays will take your 10 top prospects, plus a player of our choice off your roster.
Their model of consistency is just insane, right? How they just churn out prospect after prospect after prospect, and other than the last year or two, consistently good. Why can't they take somebody from the Rays organization and pluck them into the organization to draft and develop?
The key here would be because these teams, you know, they have a bunches of prospects that they want to build around, and just getting one guy, even one guy like Skeens, probably wouldn't be the right team like Tampa, but the Dodgers... The Dodgers sitting here at number 8 is just unreal to me. So we'll take tens of millions of dollars. Screw it. We'll take your top 10 prospects and $90 million and a player off your roster, and you can have Skeens. Do you think they would do that?
No, I don't.
I do.
No, I don't think the Dodgers would. You think the Dodgers
yes.
would do that?
Yes.
I don't they think show they, up with they don't Skeens. They don't care about the $80 million.
What would their rotation be?
They build a lot of their team based off of prospects.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Go look at their depth. Go look at their lineup.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Pull it up right now. That didn't sound right. You might be right about that. I don't know. Go ahead.
I know I'm right about it. All right, here's their roster. Their catcher, Will Smith, drafted and developed. Now, they did trade for Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
They developed the likes of Chris Taylor. They
now, tell me their Otani. Lineup. Tell me their lineup. What's their starting outfield? Huh?
Let me pull it up here.
Why are you taking so long to pull this
because
up?
Because I was looking at my phone
usually
at
that's
their roster.
Usually that's Bob's problem. Shohei Ohtani wasn't homegrown. Was Mookie Betts homegrown?
No.
So all their best players weren't homegrown. Was Tyler Glasnow? Who was then?
Well, they signed Yamamoto. They homegrown with Tony Gosselin, Dustin May, and
yeah,
their starting rotation.
I don't really give them credit for going out and outspending people on the internet. To me, that's like a free agent, the international market. Tell me who they've drafted, developed, that's in their
they
lineup.
They just traded Gavin Lux, the second baseman, to I think it was the Reds, for a piece in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's
their payroll right now is $369 million, is it not?
Yeah, I saw 375, but
now
that's
splitting
hairs.
Let's compare their top four hitters to the Pirates. You ready?
Let's do it.
Pirates.
Shohei Ohtani against Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Right. Shohei Ohtani leading off against Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Mookie Betts is your two hitter against Reynolds.
That's close.
Pardon me?
No, I'm just playing with you.
Okay.
You got to have a little bit of exaggeration.
All right. Yeah, I didn't get your sense of humor there. Their three hitter is Freddie Freeman. Who's the Pirates' three?
The World Series O'Neil MVP Cruz. Or O'Neil Cruz. Cruz.
Right. Their Teoscar Hernandez is their cleanup hitter.
Their cleanup guy. Or Andrew McCutchen.
Right.
Is Teoscar Hernandez a Hall of Famer? I don't think so. Andrew McCutchen is.
Then, your sense of humor again.
Yeah,
then
you still can't catch on.
Max Muncy and Will Smith compared to Joey Bart and Spencer Horwitz. So I would tell, plus they brought in Blake Snell.
Now, I would actually take Joey Bart over Max Muncy because he hits .213. I know he does hit 24 homers, but if you give Joey Bart a full year, I would take it. But that's about it.
I'm hoping for the best with Joey Bart that he doesn't turn into Joey Bart, but we'll see. So the rotation right now is Blake Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow. I think Skeens could fit in the rotation, don't you? Might be pretty good.
He'd be close. He'd probably be their 4 or 5 starter.
So I would tell them, are they allowed to pick up salaries in Major League Baseball? I would tell them we want your top 7 prospects plus Hernandez and a pitcher and $80 million.
I don't think you could just trade $80 million. This is not worth that way.
No, cash considerations.
$80 million?
Yeah.
The entire payroll?
Give it
of
to the Pirates. They can use it on their Latin American Academy.
That's
and build,
where you lost
build it
me.
Even more to not produce players. I don't know. That would be interesting if that ever came up. Sooner or later, man.
Sooner or later, what discussion is going to be had.
What if Skeens gets better?
He's going to get better.
What
which
if
is Skeens... hard to fathom that he can get better.
What if Skeens, and he's still young, it's not like he got a late start here. What if Skeens at 25 is the best pitcher in all of baseball?
He already is.
If at 25 he's the best pitcher in all of baseball and he's got a year or two left on his Pirates tenure, then you're going to have to make a deal, but you could make a deal that could bring back a windfall. Unfortunately, if Charrington's still here, it would be for all the wrong players, right?
It'd be like the Garrett Cole trade.
This is a disaster. 412-928-9370. Let's get to a call before the top of the hour, may we?
Let's do it. Here is Tom in Blairsville.
Good morning, first-time caller. I just wanted to make a suggestion for a weekly show for you for the Pirates. You got one more year to do it. It would be Starkey and Kutch. I've been sitting on that for a while.
I do like that. That was one of my favorite shows, and I had a friend named John Huck, so he used to call us Starkey and Huck. For those of us who are old, Starsky and Hutch, you know that show, Limits?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
You should watch it.
What's it about?
I'm sorry. I'm angry with you for other things, and I'm taking it out on
other
this.
Things?
Yeah.
Would you like to explain what the other things are to me?
No. I want the caller to keep going.
The caller is gone.
Bring on the next guy.
That's it.
That's it. Hey, I'll tell you what won't be a laughing matter if people go from anger to apathy with the Pirates. And I'll say this too. I'm a paying customer, not just a media talker. I spend probably $500 plus on Pirate games, bringing my daughter, a friend, things like that to games. So I speak also as somebody who sits out there and watches the games.
Buying the $8 hot dog?
Yeah, but somebody who, you know, didn't care about that so much when they were good. Well, it's been a while. How in the world do they have the 15th best? Now, that's Bleacher Report. Is that? Can you look up MLB's top farm systems? How is their farm system getting worse? How is that possible? How is it getting worse? I realize a couple, you know, Skeens graduates. Okay. How in the world has it gotten worse? Limits.
Well, partly because of the graduation of Skeens, graduation of Jones, some of the other prospects that they've had, but there's no doubt about it. They have not done a good enough job of drafting bats whatsoever, and they're not developing. Like, where is the third, fourth, fifth round draft pick?
I could have drafted Skeens.
Right.
I do give Charrington credit because there was question between him and Dylan Cruz, and actually a lot of people had the Pirates taking the everyday player. He made the right move. I don't care if Dylan Cruz becomes a superstar and, you know, Paul Skeens, whatever, if he were to get injured, God forbid, something like that. They made the right move. He picked a generational pitcher.
So going into last year, they were the 9th best farm system. last during the middle of the year in 2023, they were the second best. MLB Pipeline mid-year this past season had them 20th. 20th with Bubba Chandler as their top prospect, followed by Connor Griffin, their first-round pick. Termar Johnson is sliding down lists.
I mean, that's almost a miracle. How do you do that when you're picking where they're picking every year? I don't understand. They're picking. Where are they picking? It doesn't even say where they're picking on this stupid thing I'm looking at. Anyway, oh, here, 9,
yeah,
1,
ninth.
4, 1, 7, 18, 10, 12, 22, 19, 24, 9, 8, 1.